Mark 6:23, ask, I will give. I want to talk to you about the importance of asking. In the book of Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 29, we see really quite a sad story. We see the beheading of John the Baptist. However, it's in this section of scripture that we take our message today. Let's look at verses 22 through 23. The Bible says, "And when Herodias's daughter herself came in and danced, and pleased Herod and those who sat with him, the king said to the girl, 'Ask me whatever you want, and I will give it to you.' He also swore to her, 'Whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half my kingdom.'" The reason why we look at these scriptures today is because I believe that it is really placed upon the heart of our Heavenly Father for us to ask Him for help, for provisions, for whatever it is that we need as we go through these interesting times. You see, the Lord has already given us everything. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, have accepted Him as Lord and Savior, you are adopted into Him. You are the bride of Christ. In fact, Jesus says in the book of John chapter 17, verse 10, "All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them." In other words, Jesus is saying, everything that is mine is yours, and everything that is yours is mine. God wants us to ask Him for help. In the book of Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 10, Jesus says, "I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened." If you are accustomed to not asking the Lord for help, then I ask you, why are you so prideful? You see, the person who refuses to ask for help is saying that they don't need help because they are capable of doing it on their own. This is a very dangerous place to be. It was pride that overtook Lucifer in heaven, which created the greatest fall in all of existence. Now let's look at some reasons why we don't get what we ask for. Number 1, lack of faith. Jesus says in the book of Mark chapter 11, verse 24, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." If we really believed that we would receive what we asked, what would that look like? James writes in James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Listen up, verse 6. "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind." Not believing that God is capable to accomplish what we ask may result in our asking not becoming manifest. We need to believe that God is able. Let's hear what Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Paul penned, "Now to him, speaking of God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." God is able. Do we believe it? Finally, please turn back to James chapter 4. Why might our prayers not be answered? Well, possibly we've asked amiss. Look at verse 3. The Bible says, "You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." When we ask for something, it must align with the will of the Father. Ask Him what is on His mind. Ask Him what is on His heart. Align yourself with His will, and then make kingdom declarations and prayers that align with His thoughts and His will. Let's do that together as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I am in need of help. I ask you to please help me. I align myself and pray in alignment with what is on your heart. I need deliverance, Lord. Please extend your hand and lift me up. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.